Labour and Social Affairs Minister Petr Nečas has said that he is working on legislation which would make it easier for employers to hire and fire workers. Mr. Nečas wants to lessen employees' severance pay and lengthen their trial period in a new job from 3 months to 4 or even 6. Speaking to newspaper Hospodářské noviny on Friday, Mr. Nečas denied claims that he was looking to legalize the so-called Schwarz system, which sees a firm employing its workers on a self-employed basis so that no social insurance has to be paid on their behalf. The Labour Minister said that he could not protect the tens of thousands of Czechs who are going to lose their jobs over the next couple of months, but he said he could help create new jobs for those who find themselves unemployed. The Minister plans to bring his proposals before the Czech Parliament in June.
Meanwhile, the Czech EU presidency is to organise an extraordinary summit in May to deal with the effects of the economic crisis on employment. European Commission President Jose Barroso made the announcement on Wednesday after meeting Czech Prime Minister Mirek Topolánek in Brussels. For his part, Mr. Topolánek said that unemployment was one of the two biggest problems faced by Europe in the current financial climate. Unemployment in the EU grew in December by more than 1.6 million. On Wednesday, Mr. Topolánek said the other problem the bloc currently faced was the impact of the crisis on big firms. His government has organised another EU summit on protectionism in Brussels to be held in March.
Finance Minister Miroslav Kalousek will not raise the price of cigarettes and alcohol as the health ministry had requested. Hospodářské noviny reported as its top story on Friday. Health Minister Daniela Filipiová had suggested that raising duty on wine and beer could help Czech coffers at a time of financial crisis. But this proposal was brushed aside on Friday by Mr. Kalousek, who said that the move could lead to a rise in illegal imports. The health ministry argued that smokers and drinkers cost the Czech healthcare system more than their clean living counterparts. The ministry's calls for a tax hike, however, proved unpopular throughout the government, with Labour and Social Affairs Minister Petr Nečas also criticising the plan.
Retailer Billa will become the first supermarket chain in the country to offer package holidays to its shoppers, it was announced this week. Within the next couple of months, customers will be able to buy package deals as well as their fruit and vegetables at Billa stores through the newly funded travel agent ITS Billa Travel. Should the retailer sell tours in each of its 173 stores around the country, then, analysts have said, it will become overnight the biggest travel agent in the country. Billa is owned by the German Rewe Group. It's currently the fifth biggest retailer in the Czech Republic.
Meanwhile, the country's oldest tour operator, Cedoc, announced this week that its profits had risen in 2008 by over 50%. Cedoc, which is one of the Czech Republic's largest travel agents, said its sales had risen by more than 10% in 2008 to 3.5 billion crowns. That's around $157 million. The travel agent opened up a new Turkish venture, Ahoy Tourism, in Istanbul in the second half of last year. Its biggest rival, Exim Tours, is yet to announce its profits for 2008.